Okay, let's get into Tehillim, Perek Nun Gimel. Perek Nun Gimel might sound like a repeat of Perek Yudalet because it's all came up the same Perek we mentioned then, that there is a parallel and there's differences, slight differences in a couple of words here and there, but it's really a repeat of that Perek. There are a couple differences. For example, the first pasuk then in Perek Yudalet was Lam Natzeach LeDavid, and here is Lam Natzeach Al Machalas Maskil LeDavid. But then it says it's the same Amar Nava Blibo Ein Elokim V'Chulu. So what exactly is the message that there are two of almost the same parak? So Rashi tells us that they're about, that the content is about Kadosh Baruch Hu looking down on our enemies who are not focusing on the fact that they're going to get punished for what they do. And they're total sinners, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring them to justice, and there's going to be a pachat that they're going to have, and halavai, there should be yeshuos of Am Yisrael. What is the context? So Rashi says, Perek Yudalet is Churban Bayis Rishon, Bavel. This Perek is Churban Bayis Sheni, Rome, and Titus. That's what Rashi says. Ho'echad Churban Bayis Rishon, Vizel Titus, Bebayis Sheni. That is the difference. The Radak says, actually just before the Radak, for the Radak, the Rashi points out that the word Machalas has two pshatim. Rashi has two deyas here, and the Mefarshim say that it's interesting that the word Machalas doesn't appear in the first one, Perek Yudalet. It's only here. Machalas is either the name of a kli, same name of an instrument, shame kli shir, or Rashi quotes Machalas is from the state of being of Machala of Klal Yisrael. Al Machalasan Shel Yisrael Kishiyech Rav Abayis for Amar Mizmar Acher Dugma Zev Vechulu, and then Rashi continues. But Machalas means an illness, a lowly state. But it's interesting, only said in this parak. So why is it said in this parak? It sounds like the Churban Bayis Sheni is more difficult than Churban Bayis Rishon, right? It's lasted much longer. It's lasted thousands of years. It's not just 70 years. If you look in the Rinatz Yitzchak, he suggests that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, as we know, the Rambam talks about that just like there are physical maladies, there are spiritual maladies. There are spiritual maladies, and one has to make sure that they still stay healthy spiritually. The Rambam says in Perek Sheni of Hilchos Deos, Choli aguf tamim amar matok v'amotok mar. If somebody is physically ill, sometimes bitter things taste good and good things taste bitter. V'yesh ben acholim mishem isave v'tov lo machalo shein ruin lachila. Sometimes somebody is sick and he wants to eat things that are totally inedible. V'sonei machlos atovim, and he hates the good foods. Hakol lefi rov acholi kach bnei adam shenafsho seyem cholos meuyam. So too, there are those that people who their nefesh is sick. Va'oavim hadeos haros. And when somebody is sick, sometimes you like things that are bad for you. So people are spiritually sick. Va'oavim hadeos haros. V'sonim haderech hatova. U'misatzlim malechesba. And they hate to go in the derech tova. V'hi kfeida alehem l'ma'od l'fichol'yam. And it's very heavy upon them, based on their illness. How do you get better? If somebody is spiritually ill, let's go to the rabbis. Hanafashos, the Yerapu Chalim Bideos, and they will heal you with Deos Shemalam Dinosam, Achi Achzim Ladar Chatov, until you get back on the proper path. Vahamakirim Bideos Haroz Shalahem, doctors that know your evil ways. Ve'enam Holchim Eitzal Chacham and Larapeosam. Oh, and those who have these Deos Haroz, don't go to the doctor, then it's terrible. And then the Rambam says, what's the cure? You have to go, if you're at one extreme, you have to go to the other extreme, to be able to get back to the middle, like the Rambam Shvil Hazav. So based on this, says the Rinatz Yitzchak, maybe that's the pshat of the Machalas here, because the first base of English was destroyed because of Maisa Averis. Gili Arise of Adzor Shichas Damim, like the Mara says in Yuma Daftes. But Mikdash Sheni, as we know, is Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is Midos Ros. So Midos Ros, that's an illness of the Nefesh, and maybe that's Machalas, the holy of the nefesh. He has another idea where he says not just that the second churban was longer, but the Aruch HaShulchan, he notes, says there was galus. Right? It wasn't that we just went to one place galus, but we were scattered throughout the globe. And that's much more chamor. or scattered throughout the globe. And that's why there's a machlas when it comes to Bayis Sheni that didn't appear in Bayis Rishon. So, V'amratzeach, back to the first pasuk, al machlas maskelo David. Now back to the Radak. The Radak says that this perek is in between perek nun beis. The previous perek was about Doeg and how he much he didn't want David HaMelech to be the king and try to get rid of him. And the next perek, which is about the Zifim. The Zifim are also a group that didn't want David to be the king. They betrayed him, and they try to give him over to Shaul also. So what's this doing smack in the middle? So the Radak says, and the Meiri in his commentary here also says, is to teach us that just like Doeg and just like Zifim, they were not successful. They try to get rid of David HaMelech himself. So too in the future, when there are nations that try to get rid of Am Yisrael permanently, it's not going to work. They have to recognize that. Says the Radak, L'hamshil Dvar David L'Dvar Mashiach Beno. To connect David HaMelech, which is Perek Nun Beis and Perek Nun Dalid, with Nun Gimel, which is the future of the Malchus Beis David. Kigemo Shahaya Mikave David LaMalchus, Vegama Tovim Shebe Yisrael, Hayu Miyachlim LaMalchuso, Vahayu Raim Bahem, Shahayu Misnavlim Misnachlim Osav Lahem Yiso. They try to undo him and try to kill him. Vahakel Hayfer Atzasam, Veshiv Lahem Gmulam Barosham. Hashem was a mefer their Eitzah and try to bring their gemul. They got what they deserved. Umalchus David Amda and Malchus Beis David lasts. Kein hu dvar Yisrael hayom. Sheha umos ad hayom hazeh. Sheha umos misnachlem aleinu lachaloseinu b'chol dar v'dar. The nations try to destroy us in every dar. Umecharfim osanu b'tikvaseinu. And they're mecharif us. They scoff at us. They make fun of us. El Mashiach ben David. But we say, and yet it's going to happen. So just like the Zifim tried and they were not successful, just like Doe tried and he was not successful, so too the future generations. We don't get to read so much Meiri. We have a Meiri on Tehillim. Pierce to the Meiri on Tehillim and on Mishlei. So I'll just read you one line. V'hakel heferas asam, kein devar Yisrael im ha'umos, sha'anachnu mekavim bias ha'mashiach al yiudei ha'nevuos. Right, they're also going to be undone, as were the these earlier enemies that we had. Okay, so that's all just based on the first pasuk. The novel says in his heart. Who's it talking about? Titus. Ein Elohim, there is no God. Hishchisu, they destroy this evil. They acted disgustingly. Avel ein osei tov. They don't do any good. We discussed then back in Perek Yudalet about the difference between Asa Tov or in Osei and Oseh. Refers as a chiluk between Osei and Oseh. But of course, this is talking about Titus and the Gemara. Rashi quotes here, and the other Mefarshim quote here, the horrible actions of Titus from the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Right, what happens? The Gemara says there, Azal Shadri le Titus. He blasphemed to Hashem. He brought a prostitute. And he went into the Kodesh Kadashim. He rolled out a Sefer Torah. And he committed a terrible sin on the Sefer Torah in the Kodesh Kadashim. And then what did he do? He took out a sword. And he stabbed the parochas. A nace happened and blood shot out of the paroches. The yotzei kasaver haragatatzmo. He thought he killed God. He thought he killed Hashem. Right, that he killed him. Right, that's what the Tosfos says. Why was this nace? What nace happened for Titus? Lo dia de kasha lefnei amakom churban beis hamikdash. It's keilu Hashem is bleeding. Keilu Hashem is bleeding. That's what the Gemara says. Again, this is the Hishchisu, Hisivu Avel, all of these. The Ben Yehoyada there says, why is it called a Nase? A Nase is usually something that is positive for Klal Yisrael, right? So this is terrible for Klal Yisrael. So says the Ben Yehoyada there in Gittin and Daf Nun Vav. Kasha, Eich Kare L'Dover Zeh, Shiyaz Ben Echil Hashem, Shem Shamayim, B'Shem Nase. V'Nir Ali B'Tziata D'Shbaya. Mishum, Shiyatza M'Dover Zeh Tova, G'dol Al Yisrael. There was something good that came out of it. B'nei Yisrael were saved from total destruction because of this. That's why it's called an ace. Why? So the Gabi Yisrael, un ace l'tovasam. V'hei inyan. Let me explain. Kashayirbu avonos v'yu mekatru gemal Yisrael, when there are many prosecuting forces against the Jewish people, lasos kalaya, to destroy them, she is chayvu b'kach b'dinu b'mishpat b'lishem tefuka, that were deserving of punishment, hine oz, yeshtei tainos shio ilu, latzilos Yisrael b'naklia. There are two ways that we can be saved from destruction. Two tainos. Avo b'shem chayav ma b'sar adin, even though mitzad adin were chayav for to be destroyed, there are two possibilities that Hashem will destroy is because of one of these. Number one, Chil Hashem, based on the Pesukim in Azinu. Amarti afehem ashbisa me'enu zichram, lule kaz oyev agur, pen yinakro tzarema, pen yomri adenu rama, v'lo Hashem pa'al kozos. Dahinu, shem chas v'shalom yiyah kaliyah, if it will be totally destruction, yitlu ha'akim es ha'kliyah b'gvurasam, they might say, the goya might say, oh, it's because of their kocho va'otsem yado, v'lo yomri Hashem pa'al kozos. So number one, if there's a chash that they will just take the credit and not say Hashem had anything to do with it. Vatayna habeis, that's what David HaMelech says later on. Lolano Hashem, lolano ki l'shimcha tin kavod. The Alkanim lo haya oso rasha mecharev klapei mala. Once somebody starts blaspheming against God, then they're going down. They're going down. So until he started blaspheming, the Amar Eil came with Surchasayubo lo haya melitze yosher yichom hatzilas Yisrael min akliya. There wasn't enough against. Skipping now. There's no God. This guy is not going to win. He's definitely going to say, it's nothing to do with Hashem. And that's why he says it and he summarizes. If he didn't say it, he was still scared. Remember, he knew still about the Baal Shet Tzar, the earlier generations. Once the blood came out, nisga'eh, then his heart got raised up. Verucho hotzi ksil, vigila ra'as lavavo bachutz begalui. Shepasach pil l'chayv l'gadev, and that brought him down. That brought him down because it was, and that brought a tova to Klal Yisrael that they were saved. But that's this pasuk of he's a novel. Amar novel belibo ein Elohim ishchisu his evu, terrible. Elohim ishamayim ishkif al bnei adam, Hashem looked down on people. Liros hayish maskil doresh es Elohim. Is there anyone who knows who I am? None. Kulo sag. So again, this might be talking about bnei Yisrael, and that's what brought him to the korban. Or it's just talking about the Roman soldiers. Nobody thought any twice. Kulo sag yachtov ne'alachu ein osei tov ein gamecha. Not even one. Rashi says there wasn't even one of the soldiers of Titus that had any second thoughts. Rashi says ein gam echad mikol chayalav sheyimache biyado. That would protest. There was not one that would protest. Which is interesting, remembering that Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah. The Rambam in Hilchot Shuvah discusses, the Rambam, the Ravid there, the Ramban in Brachos discusses, why is it that the Mitzrayim or any enemy of the Jewish people who was used by Hashem to punish us when we were deserving a punishment, why are they then deserving a punishment? Because after all, they're just doing God's work. Somebody had to punish us. We weren't deserving to have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So somebody had to punish us. So why were they punished? That's the question that's asked about Paro and asked about Nebuchadnezzar. So the Ramban and the Ravid both say they went far beyond. Far beyond. Hashem never, right? They just fulfilled the Bris Ben Abbasarim. No, Mitzrayim went far beyond what they were supposed to do. That doesn't mean throwing their babies into the river. That doesn't mean torturing them. So they went far beyond, which shows that they're not just being a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beautiful Ber Yosef that we mentioned in the Parsha Shirim years ago. The Ber Yosef says, why was the first sign that Moshe showed to Paro the snake and the stick? Why was that the sign? Because the message was, Paro, you think you're a stick. You're just doing God's work. You're a stick in the hand of God. No, you're a snake. A snake acts independently. A snake does his own thing. And therefore, you're not a stick. You're a snake, Paro. Right? And you're going to get punished. I got to get punished for it. So back to the Rambam. So the Rambam Shita, though, is why were they deserving of punishment? Because each one of them could have not participated. Lefi shelo gazar al ish ploni hayadua shehu hazona. That's talking about people who do avodah zara in the future. Ela kol echad ve'echad me'osam hazonim she'avdu avodah zara ilu l'ratzal av lo hayoved. When at the end of the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu predicts that Bnei Yisrael will do Avodah Zarah in the future, doesn't mean that every single one.
Kol echad ve'echad me'osan ha'mitzirim v'ha'miriyim li'Yisrael. Each one of those who caused tzaris and bad to Bnei Yisrael. Ilu la'ratza la'hara la'hem arshus bi'ado. If they wouldn't have wanted to do it, they could have not done it. Shlo gazar al ishyadua elahodio shesof zaro lehishtabed ve'eras la'hem. That was just the general terms. But it wasn't that there was any specific one. So here in our perek, Ein gam echa. There was not one that did not participate. And therefore they are all going to be deserving of a punishment in the future once this is all over. Hallo yadu. Don't they know, Pauli Oven, those who sin, ochle ami ochlu lechem, those that eat my nation, like they eat bread, elokim lo karo. They do not focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sham pach tu pachad, lo haya pachad. They're going to have such a scare that has never taken place. Again, the Me'iri right here says, describing, this is now going on to Gog and Magog in the future when all the nations are punished. Hashem's going to use all of the natural forces, like in the Makos, against the other nations. Kan bi'ura alachras hayamim b'bias Gog and Magog, shebehis kabsam, yifchadu pachad gadol, bir'osam dever v'dam v'geshem shoteifa avnei algabish. V'lo haya pachad pirish, lo haya pachad kamohu. There was nothing like it. There was never anything like it. It's talking about the future. Remember, this is all David HaMelech putting this together. They didn't even have a Beis HaMikdash yet. And he's talking about the Churban. Churban by Yisriso and Churban by Hasheni. All of this being discussed. So Shem Bachtu, Pachad Lo Haya Pachad Ki Elokim Pizar Atzmos Chonach. Because Hashem is going to scatter the bones of those who camp Chonach, right, Chonim Alacha, those who camp against the Yerushalayim. Right, those who camp against Bnei Yisrael. Right, the Gemara says in Gittin that Titus gave instructions when he died. You know, make sure you cremate me and spread my ashes all over the world so that I won't be able to be punished. And right, what happens? That's what Kevin Kamayis Amar Lahu Likluya Lahu Gavra Velivdri Lakitma Ashev Yami. Spread me out on all seven seas, de lo lishkeche Allah diudai, so that the God of the Jews can't find me, veluk me bedina, and be mokim me in din. But what's the answer? He was taken, and his prophecy comes true. Every day is scattered, but he's judged every single day, put back together, and then punished again. Pizar atzmos chona chevishosa ki Elohim ma'asam. You only embarrass them, Titus, and all other enemies, because Hashem has already been disgusted by them. You don't have any power if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let you. Kilokim ma'asam. Right, says the Mitzudas David. Hevi shoso, masha ata Titus, biyashta es Yisrael, beherek v'ivadon. That which you, Titus, were able to accomplish and embarrass the Jewish people, zehaya ba'avar ki Hashem ma'asam. It's a punishment. It's not your power. V'lo bava mikra. It's just like, oh, you happen to be able to do it. Right, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he already ground up ground flour. The Shekhinah already left. Right, he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. Hashem left already. The Shekhinah left before the Churban. Mi yitein mitzion Yeshuos Yisrael. Who would give halavan there should be a Yeshua? B'shuv Elokim Shvus Amo. When Hashem returns his nation, Yogel Yaakov, then Yaakov would have Simcha, Yismach Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael. Yisrael, Yaakov, different names, would have Simcha. The Reed Asis Chakir at the end of the parak points out another difference I didn't mention before. Rav Hirsch points out that in the earlier parak, Yudalid, the Yudke Vavke is used. That's Shem Hashem of Chesed. And here in this parak, it's Elokim, Elokim. So he talks about why there this is more based on Ava, and this is more based on Mishpat. But another difference is at the end of the parak, where it says Mi Yitain, there it says Yeshuas Yisrael, which is more of a singular Lashon. And here it's Yeshuos Yisrael. What's the difference? What's the double? So he explains, based on the Beis HaLevi and Parshas VaYishlach, Beis HaLevi there discusses that Esav, which is Edom, which is Rome, which is Bayesheni, they try to two different types of fights and struggles against us. Sometimes they kill us and they try to physically annihilate us, and sometimes they try to spiritually annihilate us by being nice to us. That's the Beis HaLevi on Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav. Sometimes he tries to annihilate us as an Ach, and sometimes as an Esav. Diakov bihi vado de Esav balak raso hivin deloy malid ve'echad mishnei ofanim. O de Esav yilachem kam imov yirtzel hargo. O de Yisratzi imov yashav meapo ve'yeshav imov b'shalva ve'ach v'kishnei achim u'mishnei ofanim alolon esyar Yaakov. He was scared of both. De gam tovaso v'ahavaso shel Esav ra ha'isa etzel Yaakov. And that's why about Elo Afanim, it says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, Vayetzer Lo. Vayira, Safik Shema Yargenu, Vayetzer Shema, Safik Shema Lo, Shema Yiskarev Lo. And that's why he says, Eneni Rotzebo Lo La'ach, V'lo La'esav. Ubikishi Asilu Mishnei Yadayim Halalu, Vinis Kabla Tfilaso. His tefillah was mekubal. The betchila haya b'das Esav lahargo, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu saved him. And then Hakadosh Baruch Hu dispatched the bikel liyosim b'yachad. He said nisav neelchav elchad algdecha. Vehu dachos habedvarav nitzal gambazeh mimenu. He was saved in both. But what do you see from there? That Edom is a double. So just to read as Yitzchak, the earlier Bavel was only a physical galus. That's why he says Yeshuas. There was one salvation, but here by Esav, which is the galus that we're in now, that we're waiting for to be redeemed from, it's a double. We've been physically annihilated, we've been spiritually, and that's why it's the double. Me, Timitil, and Yeshuos Yisrael, the double Lashon here, B'sholem Shvus Amo. Okay, this is again, fills in the picture, Perek Yudal and Perek Nun Gimel. That's from next time we get back to the Zifim, which is related to the previous Perek. Okay, we'll stop here.